This is Jaden Quick, and you guys are listening to the Wrestling Bites podcast.
This is the Prince of the Pompadour, Rockabilly Royalty, the Sultan of the South Side, Old School Cool Damian Gray, and you are listening to the Wrestling Bites podcast.
The Greco-Roman Grappler, the Dean of Mean, the Centurion of Submissions, the one and only Caesar Asher, and you're listening to the one and only, damn it, Wrestling Bites.
This is player one, Derek Crowe, and while I am pretty much the best thing walking this earth, Wrestling Bites podcast is right up there, really close to me, and you're listening to it now. Enjoy.
Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready for the Wrestling Bites podcast? Your host, Tom the Site, and Chris Young. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of the Wrestling Bites podcast. I am your host, as always, Pun the Psych, and joining me shortly will be Chris Young on a set of interviews that we got at GLWA Collision. And you've seen the live stream. We've got it posted up on YouTube. And as well, ladies and gentlemen, I must say these interviews were great, and I decided with the time restraints of the last local reviews, it made more sense to put these all together as one. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, let's head directly to these interviews, which feature none other than Player One, Derek Crowe, Jaden Quick, Caesar Asher, and Damian Gray. So without further ado, let's get to those interviews that we got backstage at GLWA Collision. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are here with none other than Jaden Quick. Jaden, welcome to the podcast here. We are backstage live at GLWA tonight, man. We are very thankful to be here. Thank you for having us.
Thanks. I'm really excited.
Yeah, so are we. This is awesome. I got to interview the number one guy I wanted to interview, Mr. Derek Crowe. Thank you so much for the interview, man. I appreciate that. It was good getting him in here, man. This is an amazing place. It's a great setting. It's a great place for wrestling. Out here in Coloma, I didn't really even know you guys wrestled in Coloma until I started watching the GLWA shows, and I'm hooked. I love your product. I love what you guys do, and I think it's amazing, man. I really think that this is a great vibe, and you got a lot of good guys working here. And
yeah, that's what I like most about GLWA. It's like a show I've been having a lot of fun just going to, hanging out with the guys in the back. Yeah. It's so lax.
Yeah, it really is. It's enjoyable. It's nice to see a backstage setting that is not
hostile.
Just, yeah, yeah, 100%.
So many, you've been here.
Yep.
You've seen it.
Yep.
Go into a locker room, and you're just like, yeah, hi, guys.
Yeah, it's like prison mentality. Sometimes you come in the place, and you're just like, are somebody going to try to pick me off because I'm the big guy? Like, yeah, so it's really nice atmosphere. You guys have a really nice setup here, and we're more than honored to be here. So thank you for having
us. Appreciate it.
So now, how long have you guys been under operations?
GLWA we had our first show February 2019.
Okay. So you guys have been around for a few years now.
Yeah. We're getting our footing still, but it's fun. It's a fun product, I would like to say.
And I definitely like the improvements you guys have done on Vendetta lately. It definitely shows. It was a good program prior, but the improvements you're making are definitely awesome. We've noted them on the show. If you listen,
absolutely.
You know, we try not to beat you guys up too hard of indie shows, you know, but
criticism. It's always,
we're Jay Shermans. We're critics. we can't help that part, but no, man, I really like the program. I like the show you guys are putting on. And I think that it's overall exciting. You've got, you know, like I said, you've got like Derek Crowe's, who are guys that you don't see
up in the Western Michigan area very much. And then you get other guys like Caesar. I ran into who I've been wrestling with BCWA. You know, it's like, Caesar's here, you know? So it's interesting to see the various amount of people that are in your locker room. Some of them I know, some of them I've never seen in my life. So
yeah, I like to say it's like the middle of like those Northern guys and then the Indiana guys.
Yeah.
It's like a little meeting point.
Yeah. See, back then it was like the West Michigan guys versus the West Coast, the East side of the state, Detroit guys.
Yeah.
It was just kind of how it was back then. And now
I've heard stories like Dollar sold me stories.
Yeah. Man. Dollar would know. Dollar's seen that kind of stuff just as well as I have, where you go to book a show down in Detroit and you show up and everybody's like, What are you doing here, West Michigan? It's like, no, dude, I'm just here to wrestle. I'm just here to do a show. You know?
I just want to get a payday. Yeah, I just want to get my bumps.
I don't even care about the payday. I just want a spot. I just want to show everybody what I can do. You know,
I feel
and that's been the hardest part for me, to be honest with you. But that's just coming back into a new territory. You've got to put in the FaceTime. You've got to meet people. You've got to do the things that you've got to do. But to be fair with you, like, I'm kind of choosy with where I choose to go and who I want to work for, you
absolutely.
Know? So reaching out to companies that I like the setting, I like the guys, I like the locker rooms. Those are the kind of things that I look for. And I think a lot of other guys in the business right now are looking for. And they're finding them in places like this.
We don't want to be associated with those companies that got a bad rap.
Yep.
I've been doing this too long too. I'm coming up on 12 years now and I'm just like, I just want to do my shit and get home.
So basically he stays away from like the SWAs and the CWMs of the world.
SWA. Yeah.
You don't want to know.
No.
you didn't miss anything. But yeah, so we appreciate you guys having us down here. And so do you guys run here like once a month, once every couple weeks?
Yep, once a month. June this month is going to, we're running another a hardcore tournament.
Okay.
Show in 2 weeks.
Okay.
So we normally don't run twice a month.
Right.
We don't like interfering with other companies, especially the Northern Indiana, South Bend area.
Yeah, yeah.
Where a lot of our guys come from. We try not to bump heads with like AWE. We don't like bumping heads.
Yeah.
We try to make our schedule work for the guys in our locker room.
Yeah, and AWE is a fantastic company too. We went down there and we're just blown away.
They keep reaching out, and I'm like, I know they'll be running next week, and I'm going to be like, I'm in Atlanta.
Yeah, I've reached out to him a couple of times, but unfortunately he was sick at the last Coldwater show that we went to, so I didn't get a chance to talk to him. But
yeah,
you know, it is how it is. But yeah, I just appreciate the live settings here, and then just any indie wrestling in the state of Michigan is so nostalgic to me. Breaking in the business here and going to these shows, it just makes me feel like a kid again. You can't get away from it. It's so beautiful. This is a resurgence in independent wrestling that I haven't seen in 20 years, and it's just amazing. If you don't go to these local shows, and I know you'll agree with me, you're missing so much. Like, you can watch it on YouTube, but you don't get the half of it.
Right.
You don't. You really don't even get the feel. You don't get the half of it. So if you like these products, get down here and check out these live shows. I mean, because they are amazing.
My kids will almost be at every show.
Okay.
And so when they can't make it, they're like, oh, well, we can watch it on YouTube. And they're like,
it's not the it's cool. Same.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We said that about AWE. We saw their videos, you know, and we're like, I don't know. It seems like it could be interesting. And then we went down there, and it's like, oh my God, this is a great building.
Besides
this
the
is
drunken a great setup. You guys, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Jim Beam was kind of being cranky that night. Yeah. You know, but we do our best with it, and we enjoy giving the companies and people exposure and time. We love the business. This is just what we do. So, you know, anytime you want to come on and promote the show, you're more than welcome to come on. We consider you a friend of the show at this point. So,
yeah, I got it on Spotify and I've been listening nonstop yesterday.
So here next week, I'll set up with you and we can do a quick promo interview for the hardcore event coming up. And
absolutely.
Every month, we'll just do a little promo for your shows and stuff like
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. Yeah, that'd be fun, man.
Awesome. Excited. Good to hear. You got any questions?
Not really. No, you guys are rocking.
Okay. Just vibing.
Yeah, no, and like I said, the vibe here is great. And being over on the lakeshore, it's just like the only thing you see on the lakeshore right now is in Holland. They run in Holland at the VFW, but
is that
PPW, yeah.
Pure, right?
Pure Pro Wrestling.
Yeah. Solomon Stone, right?
Yeah, Dollar General works there. Yeah. I was I trained in Lansing or in Holland for my second trainer was Joe Ortega. for LSWO. I trained with Jimmy Shaolin, gave Jimmy Jacobs his first bump in wrestling. I got an autograph to prove that. you know, all the fun stuff.
Shaolin.
Shaolin is amazing. Yeah. I love Jimmy Shaolin.
Absolutely.
Like I said, he grew a love for wrestling and a love for Golden Corral all at the same time. I pop that joke every chance I can get, Jimmy. One of these days he's going to catch me in a ring for it, and I don't know where that's going to happen or when that's going to happen, but I'm a little bit worried about it.
Max, right?
Yeah, Max Morrison. And
Reville.
Yep, Jack Reville was coming at the end. Believe it or not, the prospect that we seen come in when I left to the West Coast was Josh Abercrombie.
Oh, wow.
He picked up like the human bicycle.
Yeah, he did.
He just came in and got it. So, phenomenal talent.
I met him before. God, it had to have been like 10 years ago.
Yeah, I haven't talked to him in many, many years. I seen him at an IPW show, but he runs the show. He's busy.
Yeah, I've been wanting to work my way up into Michigan. Getting ready to start riding in carloads with Isaiah Moore.
Oh, okay, okay.
Because I know he's been picking up some Detroit, like Metro.
Yeah, he's been working at Metro, and I want to say that he did some Pro Wrestling All-Star stuff, too, if I remember
Yeah, right. I think he's got like the one of the titles there, doesn't he?
Yeah, that's that. I believe that's Rivera's company.
Yeah.
So,
we're going to try to get up there with him. Fridays are so hard to do sometimes. Yeah.
They did an amazing, benefit for, kids that were having, cancer and issues and stuff. Yeah. And they did it at this apartment all in, superhero costumes and everything.
Awesome,
and he was so happy to just be there for the kids, you know. It was such a great time.
Yeah, he's got – I know he's got kids of his own, mm-hmm. Nephews and nieces to me.
Yep.
Isaiah's awesome. He just loves to do what he does. And kids are a big part of that.
Yeah. Yeah, no, and it's awesome to see. And obviously this, here at GLWA, it's kind of a family-friendly orientation. And that's that nostalgic feel, man. It makes me feel like I'm 18 years old again, just trying to catch some indie wrestling just because I'm chomping at the bit, you know? So I just love the atmosphere of any indie show. It doesn't matter if there's one person, 100, 1,000 people. I'm going to be just as amped for the show as I was, no matter what the case is, because it's about the wrestling.
And yeah.
People kind of lose track of that sometimes, and I like to see more and more people show up at shows. So, obviously, the more we can push it, the more people we can try and bring in the building. And that's the whole goal here. I mean, we want this to thrive. We want everybody to thrive. And that's why we try to promote everybody that we can whenever we have the opportunity to do so. Because if you grow, we grow. And if we grow, you grow. And
absolutely.
If you have more people and you have more time, well, guess what? That builds more spots for other people. And that's the things that, you know, that we try to do. And so...
You guys do a hell of a job of it, man.
It's a full-time job. I'm not going to lie. I work a full-time job, but this is also a full-time job.
So it's just 80 hours a week.
For Mr. Chris Young over here, it becomes a double and a half-time full-time job when he's got his full-time job. He's got two little kids. He's got everything going on. My kids are older. They don't like me anyways. They're at that
boys.
Age where dad's not cool no more. So
Four boys?
And my second youngest, my seven-year-old. He's going to be the reason I get my name recognized anywhere.
Yeah.
He's hitting the ropes. He's doing his bumps. He's doing the flip bumps. All of them.
Awesome.
Yeah, he's great.
That is awesome.
A showman, man.
That is awesome.
I wish he was here today. He loves it.
But, yeah, you know, I just appreciate even, you know, like you guys, and I'll say this, like when I contacted you guys, I didn't know what you were going to say. I don't know if I'm going to get an answer or not. And you're like, oh, we'll consider it and we'll look it over. And I'm like, that's all I wanted.
Yeah.
And then I left it be. I didn't message you 1,300 times saying, are you going to put me on? Are you going to put me on? Are you
going to
put me on? Are you
going to
put me on? Are you going to put me on? No, I'm not that guy. I'll give you my info. I'll give you my stuff. If you want to use me, you're going to use me.
Right.
If you don't, it is what it is.
Dollar said, hey, give him a shot.
Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, and I appreciate that because it's hard to do in this state. Like some of the other companies I've been in,
I've had the Vendetta stuff is a nice little tryout, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's not from our live audience. We can put him with a vet or another, someone who's green, obviously not another greenhorn in your case,
right.
But, guys that we don't know, bring him in. We just had a guy from, another part of Chicago come in today.
Okay.
Put him with one of our established guys,
mm-hmm.
See how he does. And we're like, if you come again, we can put you on the live show. Or
right.
It's great.
Yeah. No, and I like that. I like having, I'd rather have an opportunity to give you a working interview and show you what I know opposed to just letting you think you know what you know. You know
absolutely.
What I mean? Working live opposed to watching somebody's film is two different things. You watch how they can react to a situation and respond to something on the fly opposed to that's on tape. You really just kind of see their facial reaction if the camera happens to be pointing at their face at that time.
Exactly.
So, It's great. That's another thing about the live interaction. Being here live, you see so much more than you do on YouTube.
Oh, absolutely.
And that's the big draw for people. And I keep telling people, you need to come to the live shows because you're going to see far more than what you see on these videos. And you're going to enjoy the experience and the feeling and the buzz.
Right.
And the whole crowd interaction.
And granted, we get like two angles. We have two cameras. And bless his heart for editing all the stuff he edits.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But even then, like, I've seen it before while watching the matches. I'm like, I know this spot happened. I wish I would have seen that from a better angle.
Yeah.
On this video.
We've seen it ourselves.
I know
on shows.
I did this spot really decently, and I'd really like to see it, but I miss it because the cameras just don't pick it up the way we want.
Are you sign languaging me right now or what?
Oh, we're at 15?
Oh, okay. That's cool.
Awesome. It doesn't feel like it. Yeah.
No. Doing my job. Yeah, when you interview with Pun the Psych, I will make it feel like it lasted 5 minutes, but it'll last all day.
I think you guys...
That's for the ladies, though.
I think you even said on like the last episode I watched about our show. You're like, you guys, they went 45 minutes, but I had...
That seemed like a 15-minute show.
Yeah, you're like, I had fun. I was immersed. And the pacing was the big part I heard you guys talking about from the last show.
Yeah, you guys, it made big improvements. I mean... And I don't know if you listened to us and took our criticism or what, but...
Well, I didn't hear you guys until after.
Oh, okay. Both obviously posted. It was something that we noticed that you noticed as well, because, I mean, it was fixed by the next episode.
Right. And it's hard. We have a greener roster.
Well, you
Some
know...
Some guys just aren't as improved as much as others.
Yeah.
Because Isaiah, Dollar General.
Yeah.
Like, certain seasoned guys.
Yeah.
But then we have a couple guys that are like, oh, I'm 2 years in.
Yep.
Or a handful of matches under my belt.
Mm-hmm.
And so we balance.
It's I see that experience, like even in CPW, where I was just
That's
in a
Capital,
match.
Right?
Yeah, where I was just in a match with Justin Dream, which will be on YouTube next Tuesday. And that was a brawl. That was a brawl and a half. Oh, yeah.
God, I love
You fight Pun the Psych, you get a television championship match in your next fight.
I love Justin. He's great.
No, he's amazing. I had a great time wrestling him. He was phenomenal. So, I just look forward to. Just watching this great live show tonight. I'm really looking forward to it. Watch your arm. Too late.
Every time.
Don't worry about it, kid. That one's on me.
Are you not going to charge him for that autograph? Not that one. Okay. Any other time, it's $10.
Yeah. No, man. It's fun. It's a blast.
Yeah, it's a great time. And definitely, like, again, thank you for having us out here. And like I said, I'll get you on the show. We'll start promoing your stuff. Put some little run-on ads or whatever for you. He does the upcomings, but we can still insert a promo in there.
Yeah. So, that's awesome. Yeah, I appreciate it, you guys. Yeah.
Are you gonna do your closing? That was Jaden Quick.
That was Jaden Quick.
All right, man. Thank you so much, dude. We appreciate having you
Thanks
on, man.
You guys.
It was awesome. I look forward to having you on again and talking some more wrestling, man.
Oh, always.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are here backstage live at GLWA with none other than Caesar Asher. Is that right? Is that how I pronounce your name?
Caesar Asher.
I kill everybody's name, so at least I got one right tonight. Caesar, I've actually had the honor of being in the ring with you in BCWA in a battle royal.
Oh, yeah.
I gave you a nice little DDT.
I was just about to mention that. Yo, what's killing me?
No. Yeah. Yeah. I figure I'll get paybacks for that someday. But anyways... Man, it's an honor to have you here tonight. And
pleasure, man.
You know, I'll ask you a couple quick questions. Like, what got you started in wrestling, man?
I actually did amateur wrestling before anything. So
okay,
that was always a big deal for me. So when I hear about a guy named Kurt Angle, the only Olympic gold medalist out there, that had me hooked since day one. So I had to say Kurt Angle.
Okay.
Had me hooked up since the beginning.
Okay. So, obviously, I've seen you at BCWA, and now I've ran into you here at GLWA. Where else can we find Caesar at?
Here in the next month, you can, catch me back at BCWA. You can also, I'm trying to get some Indiana stuff together. So, here in the next couple months, Indiana, but working more towards the Flint area.
Okay.
So, that'll be more in July.
All right.
So, especially getting some more bookings out there.
So. That's a hot zone right now, especially with, like... we got PPW over there and all those promotions. There's that one that's coming up in Marshall, the Lucha Company. So, yeah, you got all sorts of experiences out there for you, man, which is great. It's a great time to be an indie wrestler, I'll tell you. There's so many opportunities out there for guys.
There's a lot of like indie companies thriving out there too, so
yeah,
it'd be a shame not to take advantage of those, you know, opportunities.
Yep, I've heard rumblings of TV tapings down in Indiana that I've gotten invited to go to, and some other stuff coming up. So I'm really excited for it. And
checking out the Ohio scene.
Yeah, guys? Yeah, I've already done the Indiana. I've already done the Indiana scene. I've done the Illinois scene. So now it's time to go to Ohio.
Ohio,
as Drew Carey would say. But anyways, on top of that, like, you know, you've got a raw style. I've seen you. You come out. You are just raw. You're intense, strong, powerful dude. What made you did you just possess your natural, you know, physique and just decide to go from there off the base you already had from the amateurs? Or
I didn't want to. That's a good way to put it. I didn't want to rely on that. That's one thing. So if I was like, oh, if I just I'll be one dimensional if I relied on just that. So I had to tap it more into the character. Like more larger than the life kind of deal or whatever. But yeah, majority of wrestling that I see, you know, not digging anybody or any style, but like I normally see big guys working, you know, you'll normally see a big guy working little guy style,
yeah,
or the little guy working the big man style. I don't want to be too old school.
Right.
I like to have the psychology in it. So I like whatever backs my style up, that's what I'll keep it towards too.
Right. Yeah, that definitely makes sense. Yeah, but like I said, every match I've seen you do, they've been bangers, and they've been fantastic matches. Your last match at BCWA was incredible. I was out in the crowd for that one, and I really enjoy your work. It takes a lot for somebody to come out with that intensity like you do and to get it to work. A lot of people will come out with that intensity, and they just kind of look, wah, wah. You know what I mean? Like, they can't actually back it up. You back it up, and it's impressive to see. It really is.
No, I appreciate it, man, because right now, like, you know, I try to do the politicking in the ring, so that match in particular, you know, that you mentioned, mm-hmm, was a big step for me right there. That was I had a hit a home run on that one, so I knew it was coming up to that, like, weeks before, so.
Yes.
A lot of prep behind that one, so, like, but thank you, though, for commenting about the match, because that one's, like, I'm definitely about to, you know, learn from that one, you know, the do's and don'ts. I'm not my worst critic, but I go back and watch the match and pick something out, like to find something wrong. So
you just really answered my next question there. Like that is beautiful. I was gonna ask you, you know, like how do you deal with it, and you just pretty much told me exactly how you do. So that's awesome.
Yeah, I'm like a encyclopedia. I'll go back and watch everything. I'll listen to the crowd or write down what I need to do.
How long have you been in the business, man?
Man, 6 years.
6 years?
6 years.
It's impressive for six years.
Man, 6 years, man. I'm blessed. I'm enjoying all of it, actually. So,
you know, you get in the further years, and I swear, the further and further you get away from school, mm-hmm, and the more you develop yourself, mm-hmm, the more you become yourself, the more fun you'll have. Like, honestly, 24 years in the business now, dude, I'm having more fun now than I've had in 24 years. So it only gets better with time.
Better from here.
Yep, for sure.
No, yeah, like you said, only gets better in time, and I'm still learning. So
you're always going to learn. It's never going to change.
Man. That's what you said, 24 years?
Yep, 24 years, man.
24 years.
Yeah, it's 2022. I started in 1998.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Man, we was just catching up before we even got on here. So, yeah. Got to get a little history lesson on that one right there.
Oh, yeah. You know, I love this business. I love the podcasting. I love the wrestling. I love doing it being involved in the show any way possible is just amazing to me, especially being as far as I am. I mean, when you just have aspirations and dreams, like I had them. I'm sure you have them. Is there anything on your bucket list that you got out there that you haven't done yet that you want to do, or a guy you want to wrestle that you haven't met?
If you got another half hour, nah. If you got another half hour.
Well, I'm going to get you on a full-length interview, too.
Yeah, I was going to say, I want to wrestle everybody. And when I mean everybody, I mean I know where I am, where the level I'm at. So I think outside the box a lot of times, but I think where I'm at now. And when you think of, like, Michigan or just – you know, this type of, you know, pick any company out, you name them, there's so many guys out here. There's some dogs out here, man. So, yeah, like,
I've got a guy in mind I want to watch. I've said this before. There's one guy I'd love to see you step in the ring with, okay, who's a Michigan guy.
All right.
Shogun.
Ooh. Suplex and Jackson Stone.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
You guys would have a great match together. The intensity combined to you two would be like a freaking bomb going off.
I know that guy, you know, he puts people on their asses for a reason. So, like, I know exactly who he is.
He is one of the most poised professional guys I've met in the locker room in a long time, too.
Never met him, but, yeah, he's definitely on my top 10 of, like, local Michigan talent who's out there, you know, actually wrestling the who's who's and putting in work, you know what I mean?
I reffed a match for CPW. He was at the television championship match against CJ Atkin last month, and I got to ref that match. And just, like, watching him work in the ring was just so amazing. And and the moves he does, they would complement the sets that you do, and it would just be a fantastic match to watch as a
fan. Isn't that nice, though? Like, appreciating the styles.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like, I can see that's where we're getting
at. It's funny because, like, you spend enough time watching these indie shows and you can just start fantasy booking. Like I would book this guy with this guy. I would book that guy with that guy. Mm. I'd book that guy over there to fight you too, but I don't think he wants none.
Nah, he don't want it. Nah. No, but yeah, like I said, it's like, man, you got the Orions, you got Karams, you got the Jack Prices, you got the guys who are being slept on are the guys who are putting in work, and those are the guys I like to get a name off first.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. So like, because going back to styles, I think I play the big guy role pretty good.
Yeah,
a bit, and then so you know I got the moonsault in the back pocket just in case.
Yeah, well I mean, and with your move sets too, another guy I'd like to see you step in the ring with is Jack Fraville. He's kind of like a shoot fighter, grappler guy. I think you guys would have probably a pretty good match as well together.
Yeah, I haven't really, I want to say, like, saying focus on my style, but, like, I haven't known how to label it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I'm not, like, the little guy doing little moves, and I'm not the big guy, like, selling for nobody.
In my opinion, from what I see from you, I see Caesar doing Caesar. And that's what you should be doing. And it works for Caesar. Mm-hmm. A lot of guys try to mold themselves into a certain role or genre of wrestler, and I think all they're doing is selling themselves short. So being in the business for 6 years and you can spot that out now, that's something it took me 15 years to figure out. So that's mad props, man.
Nah, thank you, man. Because again, this is all I do. You know what I mean? Yeah. So like, if I'm watching anything, it's wrestling. If I'm looking up anything in my spare time, it's wrestling.
Yeah.
I'm always trying to tweak on the character, little things like that. So like, just been taking every opportunity and like making the most of it.
Look, Chris, there's other people that know life wrestling.
And it's a great time to be a wrestler, man. Too, because you can find everything on the internet. I mean, when we broke in 25 years ago, we had our tapes we were looking for.
Okay.
RF video.
Yeah.
RF video.
Say, Chris, you added the hookup.
Yeah, the hookup.
Oh man, yeah, we talked about the match just a minute ago. The match last at BCWA, and Chris was actually the ref.
Yeah, he was a referee for the match.
That was pretty damn sick itself. So,
you know, it's funny. It's funny still touring with this guy. When I broke in the business, I went to a different school than he did. He went up north for college, and then we reunited and did tag team wrestling. We wrestled Xavier Justice in like his fourth match that he ever had.
Drop me on my head, knock me out.
Yeah.
Oh, I got the video.
And we were doing really well as a tag team, and then he kicked me in the face and eliminated me from a tag team battle royal.
Yeah, you had to go.
And then he turned into a gay lumberjack.
Erogenous.
Erogenous lumberjack.
Right. Plead the fifth. Plead the fifth.
There was some wood involved.
God.
But anyways, man, no, we appreciate your time. We appreciate you coming out and talking to us,
thank
man.
Thank you. Like, y'all actually, you know, I appreciate y'all for doing what y'all got. Like, you're putting out there, like, a level and a content for wrestling that a lot of people don't do. So, like, kudos to y'all, man. Like,
we want to give everybody the opportunity to get the exposure that maybe us as indie guys 25 years ago didn't have the opportunity to do. And with the internet and technology the way it is, man, why not? Right. I mean, everybody should have the opportunity to expose their craft and let people know who they are. Mm-hmm. And we're just one of those forums that allows you guys to have that opportunity to do that. So the honor's all ours, man. We love this stuff. We love wrestling. It's what we do. So, man, I appreciate you.
No, thank you, man.
So like I said, we'll look forward to catching you at BCWA, and I'm going to get you on full for a full-length interview, and we'll just sit around for like an hour and talk wrestling.
Yeah,
so.
I would catch me there too,
awesome,
man.
Dude. I greatly appreciate you coming on today, and Chris, thank you so much for your time, man.
Thank you.
People cutting subtle promos like that, and it makes me, you know, have the appreciation for that. You know, anybody who can work a mic and can do it in a subtle way can do it in any other variation out there. So
I have 30 years of theater experience.
I've
been doing acting since I was like 5 years old.
Okay.
I have my associate's degrees in theater.
Okay.
So yeah, that's, I made that conscious decision at one point. I was like, I'm gonna do Jake the Snake. Because nobody does Jake the Snake anymore. He just talks, and he's confident, and he's cocky, and he doesn't yell. But when I yell, you're going to know, like, okay.
Yeah, up until Bray Wyatt, my gimmick was a Dan Spivey type.
Oh, okay.
Where he came out all happy and flipped out in the center. Yeah.
Loved that gimmick.
But when they brought out Bray Wyatt, it kind of ruined it for me because it was mainstream. So.
Right. When what was he working under when he was doing
Waylon
that?
Mercy.
Yeah, yep. I love Waylon Mercy. That gimmick was so far ahead of its time.
That's the gimmick I used to portray. And love it. So I miss it.
I love that. But I'm not going to lie. I kind of ripped off Ric Flair a lot.
The robes. Do you mind if we go live?
No, go for it.
Okay.
Sure, absolutely.
So, I did have a couple questions for you. Like, first off, what got you into wrestling and how long have you been in the business?
When I was 6 years old, my dad took me to WrestleMania 3. And I got to see Andre the Giant in person and Hulk Hogan. But watching Ricky Steamboat and Randy Savage, I was like, I want to do that. So it's just always been... It's always been in my life. I went to a wrestling school in 2001, and I've been doing various things ever since then. Took a couple of years off, got married, had a kid, and last 7 or 8 years, I've been back at it pretty regularly. So.
Okay. Wrestling school, did you go to wrestling school in Michigan, or was it?
I started at Dan Severn's. And then I ran out of money because I was a poor kid.
And you went around 2001, you said?
Yeah.
So you were around the same time that Thurston Scowl was there.
I started with Jack Thriller.
That's my neighbor, by the way.
Noah Lott, your neighbor?
Yeah, he lives in Wayland. Nice. He's from Wayland.
Nice.
Yeah.
I know Noah.
I see bumper stickers for Noah Lott. Like, my kid graduated the university because he know a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, that bumper sticker is everywhere in Wayland.
Nice. What were you saying?
Who did you train with?
When I was at Dan's, I was with Dollar.
Okay.
That's when I went around that time. Right. I actually started training previous to when I went to Dan's. Like, my friends and I watched a thing on the Hardys and how they started Omega, and we were like, we're going to do that.
Yeah.
And that's kind of where we started.
We know that feeling.
Yeah.
There's videos of our EWA, exploits on Facebook and YouTube. And
you know what's amazing? That's what we were. Evolution Wrestling Alliance.
Yeah, we were Extreme Wrestling Federation.
Dang it. So very close.
No. So, I like the character that you portray. And you said earlier that, you know, a lot of inspirations from Ric Flair and stuff like that. But the whole Player One thing, where did that come from?
I was in a tag team called D&D.
Okay.
And Derek Crowe, Drake Hansen.
Okay.
And so we were nerds. We were underdog nerds. And when I turned on him, I took the Player One thing.
Okay.
Because I was like, I'm better than he is. That's why I was always Player One in the tag team. And it's kind of been like that ever since. And previous to that, I kind of just did like a generic, I was a superstar. You know, yep. I always like working heel better than working face.
I agree with you. When I first started, obviously, I didn't work heel at all. Mm-hmm. But as I got into heel work, I enjoy making a crowd mad more than I like getting the cheers. So.
Love it. Well, I always look at it like this. I get two reactions if I do my job right. They boo me because they hate me.
Right.
And they cheer the baby because they hate me.
Exactly.
So I get two reactions while you only get one.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I've never been a good face. I have a punchable face, I've been told. So,
yeah, I've been told I have a stupid face, so I mean, it works.
the only time I've ever really been faced was that tag team with him.
Okay.
And we did that for a long time, and then I got to turn back heel, and I love the Player One thing, and I've stuck with that everywhere that I've gone now.
Yeah, you know, I think it works. I really enjoyed it. Everything you've done that I've seen in GLWA here on all the reviews we've done, and you can ask Chris, my co-host, I have pushed you to the moon and back because the gimmick that you run is true, it's believable, and you really just don't like you by the time it's all said and done.
Nope.
I like what you do, but when you're talking, I don't like you very much.
Yeah.
And that's how I know that you're an effective heel, because if I don't like you, then you're obviously doing your job.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, no, it's really awesome to see, and I'm kind of excited to see where your storylines continue over here.
It's kind of funny because, like, I was talking to a friend of mine, Jacob Braun, and he's like, you're kind of mixing Evolution with a video game thing, and it's kind of weird, but it also kind of works. And I'm like, yeah, that's kind of what I'm going for. Like, I'm nerdy and I'm doing like the video game references, but at the same time I'm acting like the coolest guy in the room and people are like, that guy sucks, I hate him.
Well, you know, and I've always been a believer of this, and I don't know if Chris agrees with me or not, but I feel like some of the best wrestling gimmicks ever were gimmicks that you took a part of yourself that you could not be in normal life,
mm-hmm.
and blew that up, or something that you've always wanted to do or be, and you kind of take that inspiration and metaphor that, and I feel like that's something that you've done, and man, kudos, because it works.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
it's amazing. It's really fun to watch your matches, and when I know that you're on the GLWA card, I'm like, all right, this is going to be good.
Sweet.
The promo you cut a couple weeks ago at the beginning of the show,
mm-hmm.
One of the most subtly perfect, like, hit the nail right on the head. Everything was articulate. Dude, it was amazing.
And what's great is that, like, I got here and I didn't even plan on doing that.
That's what's up.
When I found out what was going to happen, I was like, okay, well, I'm going to cut a promo to help this thing out. And
right.
Again, I have... You know, I've been doing theater since I was like 5 years old.
Okay. Yeah, so, you know, I can appreciate that as well. I did theater.
I have improv training. I have Shakespeare training. So, like, talking, like, a lot, like, going to wrestling school, people are like, I don't know about talking. And I'm like, yeah, let me talk. I always say I'm a better talker than I am a wrestler. I know enough tricks to look like I'm a good wrestler.
Yeah.
But when I run my mouth, that's how I get people to be like, okay.
Okay.
This guy sucks.
I feel it, you know, And it's just amazing to see guys that actually, you know, they fit into their roles. And it just gives me that, like, late 90s, early 2000s indie vibe.
Yes.
Like, when I came in, we had all these guys running around, like, Frankie the Face, mm-hmm. and Magnum Conroy. And, you know, these guys that were just larger than life.
Right.
But they didn't do it in a way that was so boisterous and annoying. They did it in very subtle ways to build their product. And I feel like you're just a student from that time period as much as myself. And
yeah, I like the subtlety of it. I like saying stuff and then doing something in a match that can reference that, so fans can be like, oh, he said the thing and then he did the thing.
I've put those connections together in your matches.
Yeah, and like, I know everybody's like, the thing that I like to also try to do is everybody's trying to do big and flashy. I'm like, I'm a technical guy.
Yep.
I mean, my favorite wrestler right now is Bryan Danielson.
Yep.
Has been for a long time. So I kind of, I cut out, like, punches as much as I can. I only do them, like, when the ref's not looking at me. Otherwise, I'm doing euros and trying to do submission holds and building out from there. Mm-hmm. So, and I approach promos the same way. I build it the same way that I build a match.
Right. Yeah, I was trained lucha.
Okay.
And nowadays, I don't do nothing flippy. It's all last of the second generation wrestler. I mean, to be fair, my fat ass wasn't doing too much flippy stuff, but I could do some, like, Lismark stuff. You know?
I'm not athletic enough to do all that stuff. I've never been, like, a great athletic guy, so I learned tricks to make it look like was athletic.
That's one of the big things in wrestling is that making it bigger than what it really is, or bigger than life. And I feel like you accent that very well. And, you know, like I said, I totally am looking forward to everything that you got going on. I'm definitely a fan.
Thank you very much. I'm super appreciative of that.
Now, we're at GLWA now, but mm-hmm. we've also seen you in IWE. Mm-hmm. Where else can we find you?
I'm going to be – I've worked up in UPW. I'm going to be doing that a little bit more regularly. There is a new promotion over by the Marshall, Michigan area called Lethal Lucha.
I've seen that.
I'm starting with that as well. And then that's – I have two full-time jobs. I have an 8-year-old, a 9-year-old now, son. So, like, I get where I can when I can, but, like, that's pretty much what I'm doing right now. F5, I'm going to be, I believe, doing some work for them, too. And okay. I've done a little bit of work for FU Wrestling.
Okay.
So, yeah, I don't work a ton of places, but I work where I enjoy to work.
Right. Right. And you know, I think that's the fun part of being a vet is mm-hmm. once you get to a certain point, you can kind of pick and choose what you do, where you go, and kind of how you build your character a little more than doing what everybody wants you to do. So, yeah, no, that's excellent to hear. And I look forward to seeing you everywhere you go. As long as I'm out and you're around, I'll definitely be pushing you.
Thank you.
I love the character and I love what you portray. So just keep it up and keep doing what you're doing, man. And we'll keep giving you them good words, man. I appreciate it.
I appreciate all them good words. Thank you very
much.
And,
you know, hopefully sometime in the near future, we can get you on for a full-length interview, and I can go into depth with you
and
talk some wrestling. So we'll get you on the show sometime for a long, full-length interview as well. So,
I would enjoy that very
much. Awesome. Well, thank you very much,
man. Thank you.
I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are here with old school cool Damian Gray. I've had the pleasure to watch a few of your matches over here on GLWA, and I must say, I'm pretty impressed. It looks like you're coming back into the company, from my understanding.
Thank you, thank you. Little bit. Had to take a little bit of time off. Got a little bit beat up, bruised up, so to speak.
Oh, what happens?
Had to heal up, but it's great to be back. I'm loving it.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you got to rest yourself up and heal yourself up and be ready for the next run. I mean, I've done it myself a million times, so yeah, I feel it.
Downside of having such a tough mind, you got to keep driving, but sometimes the body can't keep up, but yeah. Got to keep pushing it.
Yeah, you know, for sure, and it's good to see you back. I mean, definitely.
Absolutely, it's wonderful to be back, and thank you for having me on. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, our pleasure, man. So how long have you been in the business?
I've been in the business about 2.5 years now, but okay. That is, of course, COVID time.
Yeah.
I made my debut in late November of 2019.
Okay.
Ironically, wasn't even supposed to be on the show. I had just finished up. I'm a Black and Brave graduate. I had just graduated about a week beforehand. I was there just helping out, doing a little bit of security work, you know, just trying to pay my dues. Yeah. And someone got into a car accident on the way there. They said, "You want to wrestle?" I said, "Absolutely." So of course, 3 months in, about, and then that's when COVID hit, shut everything down. So I'd say actively wrestling about a year and a half, but 2.5 total.
Okay.
Time.
Okay. Yeah. Unfortunately, you came in at the worst time for wrestling with COVID. I literally moved back to Michigan during COVID.
Yeah.
And it was rough. I couldn't find hardly any companies that were running, and the ones that were booked out for 8 months and running in front of half crowds and or no crowds whatsoever. Mm-hmm. It was rough, but you know what? You survived it.
Yeah.
You're probably stronger for it.
Absolutely.
And look at where we're at now. I mean, here we are at GLWA.
It's great to be here, too. Yeah, it was tough, especially because a couple of the companies that I had a little bit of a relationship with before the pandemic ended up folding up doors for good.
Yep.
Which is, of course, it's a tragedy anytime any wrestling company has to fold. I love having as much wrestling across the country as possible, but it's coming back, and it's coming back stronger than ever. So
it was unfortunate when some of those companies that had been up for 20 years closed down at COVID, because when I came back to Michigan, they were actually still registered as companies.
Yeah.
And then I go to contact them, and they're like, "Yeah, don't waste your time, kid, because we're shutting down." And it's like, man, and those were the places I knew, and the guys I knew the guys that ran the books there. So
absolutely.
And then you go into these new companies, and it's like foreign territory, and you're like a deer caught in the headlights, and you got to figure out how to either got to move or get shot.
Right, especially when you're kind of new in the business still, you don't know that many people yet.
Yeah.
You just got, a couple of people that you trained with and maybe wrestled with for a couple months, but from there it was kind of being out in the ocean. But luckily I had some great friends who told me about some, good places to consider. Went in, put in the work, paid some dues, and it's starting to culminate. It's starting to pay off, and I've never been happier to be putting in the work.
It's the greatest thing to see. When the work pays off and you actually get into a position where you're actually comfortable with, mm-hmm. and you're kind of happy, as I was just saying with Jaden on the last interview, you get comfortable being you and being your character and doing what you do, mm-hmm. and you'll have more fun as a wrestler than you'll ever have in your life when you're comfortable with who you are and what you do in the ring.
Absolutely. And honestly, that part of it, this whole kind of persona that I have, I kind of buried it. I know a lot of people play themselves up big time. I really don't do a whole lot of that. In the ring is pretty much...
Do you get the Grease references a lot, like the Danny Zukos? And
all the time. Yeah. Olivia Newton-John.
Yeah.
But I've always been a big fan of the 50s, that style, that music, that culture.
The Greaser style is amazing.
Exactly.
Rockabilly is...
Oh,
like,
yeah. Well, you're talking to the Prince of the Pompadour, baby.
Yeah,
you're talking to rockabilly royalty, the Sultan of the South Side, but... Yeah. Before, I thought it would be maybe a little bit nerdy. It wouldn't be played out. Everyone wants to see the tough guy, and I'm still tougher than nails, but I tried to kind of bury that down before the pandemic and before everything. But when that hit, I was like, well, what do I got to lose? I'll just be myself. I'll be genuine. I'll be who I love to be. And once that clicked, everything else starts clicking into place right after.
Yeah, I always liked rockabilly, and I'm a punk rocker from true heart. And so rockabilly and punk rock kind of go hand in foot. A lot of rockabilly bands will open up for a major punk rock band, or a major punk rock band would open up for a rockabilly band.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got to go see Reverend Horton Heat.
Oh, okay.
And I learned that rockabilly is tough.
Oh,
you go to a pit at a Reverend Horton Heat concert, and you realize how tough these guys really are. Like,
yeah. Yeah, you know, I'm a big rock fan. Anything across the board, punk, okay. metal, but of course, rockabilly and classic 50s, you know, oldies style. Yeah. Your Dion's, your Elvis, you know, that whole genre. But
I think we're getting into Chris Young's realm of oldies.
I'm sorry, I was zoned out.
I'm hurt. I'm just
sweet. I'm just gonna keep. I'm gonna keep bagging on him then.
But you know, you'd think that some of the toughest people you'd ever meet would be in a Slayer pit or something like that. But you see some of these guys, they're rolling up on that Harley. These are true, just blue collar, solid, tough guys. And you know, that's kind of who I am too, and that's who I try to embody and that channel that energy in every single day of my life.
Yeah, I think it works for you. I definitely like what you portray, and I definitely like your wrestling style. You do very well for a guy who's only had a couple years in the business.
Thank you. Well, I was fortunate enough. I did wrestle in high school and college as well, and it I does had help. All that experience. It's a different style of wrestling,
oh,
for
it is.
Sure. If someone broke out a dropkick in there, you'd be suspended for life. But that helped translate, and then I played football for about 15 years as well, so I had athletics, and I did some theater, so I'm a loudmouth. Yeah. So I got kind of all the bases covered, and that really helped make that transition a little bit easier.
That's funny you say that, because that's what ruined my brother's amateur wrestling career. Is he did the Hulk Hogan leg drop on a guy?
Eighth grade wrestling.
Yep. I was in the crowd for that show. Yeah, he got kicked off the wrestling team for that, apparently. Or like they wouldn't let him go back out for high school because
it was the last invite.
Yeah, it was like the Reese Puffer Invitational, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, good Lord. Oh, good times. But yeah, so, you've only been in the business for that long. And I mean, you obviously get the psychology of the business. You kind of get things by the what you've told us. And that's impressive. We've seen so many guys coming in that are understanding the business so much better than us. And I think that it's maybe it's the guys, the older guard, maybe have come in and taught you this, or was it something you learned on your own?
Both. I'd say a little bit of both. Of course, out at Black and Brave, all of our coaching staff and everything, they really instill a just classic hard work pays off kind of values. If you're not one of the first people there setting up, and if you're not staying until the end, making sure everything's torn down, everything's all taken care of, then, that's very frowned upon there. And then I was lucky enough to have a myriad of people kind of take me under their wing. One of them, I can't name them all, but one specifically that's sitting out was Real Deal Rion Skills out in the Chicagoland area.
I know who he is. I wrestled for a lot of Chicago promotions.
Oh, yeah. He's a great guy. He kind of took me under his wing at the time. He's taught me a lot. And then another one, just a buddy of mine who was only in the business for about a year before I was, Gunner Brave, if you've heard of him.
Oh, yeah, I know who Gunner Brave is. Yeah.
Yeah, he's another Black and Brave kid. We actually met at a show when I was in training because somebody tried to attack him. From the crowd.
That wasn't
was
a smart
security,
move.
Had to pull him
Someone
back
tried to attack Gunner? Oh, God.
Yeah,
good
not
luck.
A smart move.
Yeah, good luck.
And that's how we met. And when I was first, getting my sea legs, he really helped me out immensely. And not just training and working with me, but just, showing me the ropes and making sure I'm acting right. So.
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. I always out in the Chicago area, and he's passed away now, but Steve Kane. Legendary referee. Mm-hmm. I knew him for many years. We were on a podcast together before this, and I changed it because he passed away.
Right.
The dean of wrestling. The guy was amazing. He helped me get into so many companies out that way that I didn't even know I could even have an opportunity to work for. And he was like, "Oh, I know these guys. I'll just give him a call." And it's like, thanks, man.
Yeah, I never had the pleasure of meeting him, but I'm familiar with the name. And I've heard all amazing things.
Everybody in the Chicagoland wrestling area has heard of referee Dean Kane.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I never had the pleasure, but he made quite the impact.
Oh, definitely, definitely. Which, that makes me happy that you're in the Chicago area. Like, I've done work out there for Bershwin and some other companies out there. Yeah, it's a fun time out in Chicago, and you come here to Michigan, so I can use this as a reference. The locker rooms in Michigan and the locker rooms in Chicago are different.
Yes. Yeah.
Different.
They have different vibes, different energies. Not that one is even better than the other or worse than the other, but it's just I've noticed pretty much everywhere you go, there's going to be minute little differences that you don't think you'd pick up on. And, from a couple people that I've heard, when you go down south, I haven't gone too far south, but down in like the Texas, Oklahoma area, I heard people tend to call things more by like the sequence and things like that, like just minute little differences that you don't know are going to happen. But when you get there, it's just shell shock. It's culture shock.
Down in a lot of the shows down in Florida are scripted.
Okay.
And I didn't know that till I got down there. And they do a lot of scripted wrestling.
Yeah.
And
when you get to Texas, it's more of sequence wrestling.
Yeah.
It's more of they've got this spot, this spot, this spot. Well, why? Because that's what we always do. I don't know why they do it that way, but it's just the way that they're set up. When you get out to the West Coast,
mm-hmm.
it's more of back to like it is here where it's call it in the ring or kind of set up your spots and just we're gonna make it work from there. So.
Yeah.
So, you know, yeah, it's amazing. And so I like that you're a little more seasoned from the other areas. So you see this like I do. And
yeah,
it's so humbling to come to Michigan and do these shows because you're so used to other interactions and everybody trying to uplift everybody every second they can over in Chicago. And you come here and everybody does that as well, but they do it in a different way. They're a little less like, we're going to just help you. They're like, well, do you want some advice or can I help you do this? Or do you need anything for that? And the Michigan crowd is like the guys in the back, like these seasoned vets are really good at giving back.
Yeah.
And you don't see that everywhere. These Michigan vets are like professionals at giving back to guys.
Absolutely. And that's the one piece of advice for anyone who's my level of experience, low or high, it doesn't matter. When someone, it doesn't matter who's telling you something, there's always something to learn from somebody. Everybody always has something that they can tell you that you should take to heart. Now, sometimes you got to wade through a bunch of the chaff to find the diamond in the rough with some people, but everybody's got something you can learn from.
Yep, we call that searching for the shiny turd.
Exactly, exactly.
Searching for the shiny turd.
We watched you on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And I met you here for the first time, and you're a big guy.
Thank you.
You are a lot bigger in person than... What is your workout routine? Like, seriously.
Yeah, I work out about 6 days a week. Heavy lifting, cap it off with a little bit of cardio. It's about a three-hour session each day from start to finish, but that's counting, you know, warm-up, stretching, all that. I do a push-pull-leg split, modified a little bit because I want to work the arms a little more. So I just do a chest-focused push day on Monday. Upper back focus pull day on Tuesday, leg day on Wednesday. Thursday's a shoulder focus push. Friday is like lower back, like deadlift, core work, a little bit of legs, so it does that. And then Saturday is arm day, baby. Got to get that pump for the shows.
I'm already exhausted listening to this guy talk about exercise.
Do you have a job?
I do. So it tends to be very early mornings or very late nights.
So do you sleep?
Not much.
Okay, I don't know how you could fit that in, so.
I don't do much else. I work out, and sleep, but I love doing it. When COVID hit, I kind of lost a little bit of that motivation and that drive, just because when you're forced to stop for a full year, it's hard to keep that momentum going.
Oh, it is.
But once I got it back, I mean, I've been lifting for probably 13 years now, since I was in eighth grade and in high school, nonstop. COVID was the first time I ever took a break. And
see, I got lucky during COVID. I was down in Naples, Florida during COVID.
Oh, and my mom was down in Marco Island.
Yeah. Oh, that's, oh my God. It's so beautiful down there. And it's like 5 minutes away.
She has a place down there.
Yeah. I worked for Patrick's restaurant down there. I ran the restaurant down there.
Really?
A beautiful place. And the funny thing was, is the gym I trained at, everybody was scared to go work because of COVID.
Mm-hmm.
So he just gave me the key to the gym and was like, tape guys laying in the corner. Go have fun. I was in the ring every day.
Oh.
As soon as I get out of work, I was in the ring from 4 o'clock to like 11 o'clock at night, just beating up tape guy.
Oh, I am. So
I wrestled
jealous.
The Invisible Man 27,000 times because there was nobody else to work.
Yeah.
I'd bring in buddies from work and be like, look, you're just going to stand there and I'm going to run into you and hit the ground. And like, you don't even have to do nothing, but I just need a body, you know? But yeah, it's crazy with COVID how things worked out, but you survived it. And that's the important thing. On top of that, so we're seeing you here live tonight in GLWA.
Yes.
Where else can we see you?
Right now, the places that I've been wrestling for pretty consistently, HCW out in South Bend. I just started working there pretty recently, but I have had a really good experience.
Okay.
Really love the roster out there. Ileana Pro Wrestling they're wrestling mostly out of Richland Park, Illinois right now. And then Rocket Pro Wrestling in Joliet. They're currently on a hiatus for the summer.
Yep.
They do seasons, but they're coming back in September out there.
Yep.
And those are the main companies that I work with. Of course, then I'm going to be doing a little bit of rotating to different locations. But those are kind of the mainstays where you can most likely see me.
Okay. Were you familiar with Rampage Pro down there at all?
I have heard of it, but I
not... It was ran by a guy named Sean Hubbard.
Okay, where's that out of?
It was out of Steamwood.
Okay.
And he did a charity show and Stick the Boys.
So I was wondering if you had been privy to that.
I had not.
I ask everybody that's been a part of that situation because I know Sean, and I just love to hear other people's feedback so I can send it to him because it just pisses him off, and I think it's funny. So,
well, unfortunately, I wasn't too familiar with the situation, so I'll bite my tongue for now, which is a rare thing for me to do. I'm kind of a loudmouth.
You don't say.
Who would have guessed,
based
right?
Based on what I've seen from you, I would never know the difference. But, you know, again, we'll get you on for a full-length interview at some point in time, talk some more wrestling with you, but I appreciate you taking your time out to come talk to us today.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for having me on, and if anybody out there wants to follow where I'm going to be or what shows I'm at, it's The Damien Gray on Instagram and Facebook, D-A-M-I-E-N-G-R-E-Y. They're both spelled with an E.
He actually gave us correct spelling, too. This is amazing.
I'm
look
prepared.
At how together this guy
look,
is.
Look, I may not look professional. I may look a little bit like a sleazeball, but I'm partially together.
Hey, that's what counts, right?
Yeah, I'm not all there, but I'm at least mostly there.
Awesome. Well, we thank you so much for your
thank
time.
Thank you for having me.
It has been a pleasure.
Hello, everyone. Chris Young here from Wrestling Bites Podcast, and I am honored to have with me today as a guest, Steve Tortorello, the owner of Warrior Wrestling. And Warrior Wrestling is going to be having an event in Grand Rapids on June 18th at the Deltaplex, Warrior Wrestling 23. Steve, welcome to the show.
Chris, thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
So tell me a little bit about what we're going to be seeing on the 18th of the Deltaplex.
Sure. So everybody who comes to see Warrior Wrestling at the Deltaplex on the 18th in Grand Rapids is going to see one hell of a wrestling show. We work really hard to put together what we think are the best possible independent wrestling shows that we can produce, bringing in talent from all across the globe, all different companies. So this event features, the main event is a War of Attrition match, which is our signature match. It's an 8-man elimination match, and it's going to have Will Ospreay, Jeff Cobb, Lance Archer, Matt Cardona, depending on his bicep, Brian Pillman Jr., Swerve Strickland, Jake something. I mean, it's going to be absolutely packed. And that's what we do. We put on shows where stars from all different companies collide in matches you never thought you would have been able to see. We've got Athena on the card. We've got Lucha Libre action on the card. Brian Cage is on the card. We've got a great tag match. Chelsea Green is coming back to Warrior Wrestling as well. So we are kind of a smorgasbord or a buffet of all different types of wrestling, and we're bringing that buffet to the great state of Michigan.
Awesome. Well, thank you for doing that. I have noticed, I recently came across Warrior Wrestling when I was just searching through Fight TV and trying to figure out what wrestling content to watch, especially now that we've started this podcast. We're just trying to broaden our horizons and figure out, and we focus a lot on Michigan wrestling and a lot of Michigan independent wrestling. And then I saw that you guys were posting that you were going to have your event, and I was like, perfect. And I started watching, and the production that you guys put on and the matches and everything that you do, I feel like you guys are almost the number 4 or 5 national promotion. That's how I think you guys are.
Well, thank you for those kind words. We started as a very small, little group, and we were very fortunate from the start to have a couple of big stars say yes. And while he's in, trouble now and not in great repute at the moment, Alberto Del Rio was on our very first show, and he said yes. And we did Del Rio versus Jake Hager, who was still going by Jack Swagger at the time, in a WrestleMania rematch. And from that show onward, we've been trying to put together big matches with whoever's out there and available for independent wrestling. So I really appreciate that kind descriptor. We're just trying to do the best job that we can and keep growing what we're doing.
Yeah, and I think the opportunity that is there for people in Western Michigan who haven't seen a lot of these stars in action before. For example, AQA, the first time I saw her, obviously, was on AEW. But then when I saw that she was going to be here, I was like, man, I got to get involved with this, and I got to see this, because I was really impressed with what she could do. And then now that you have her taking on Athena, I mean, I think this match is just going to be beyond crazy good.
Agreed. And this is a match that Athena has really wanted. We actually had a version of this on the books for Indianapolis in March, but AQA wasn't able to make the show because of travel. There was a storm and everybody's flights got canceled. And so, Athena has been chomping at the bit because she sees this incredible potential, this incredible challenge in AQA. So not only are you and I excited as fans, Athena is excited. And so when Athena is motivated, we all know how incredible she is. I've never seen her not motivated. But when she is looking to tear it up with a great young talent, this match, they're going to go out there to try to steal the show. They're going to try to steal the show from Will Ospreay and Swerve Strickland and all those other guys, which is going to be a tall task. But I think they're up for it.
I think they could do it. Yeah. It's amazing how the shift in wrestling over the last, I'd say, 5 years has really gone to the females, where they can hold their own and they really make or break a show nowadays.
Absolutely. And you need to be excellent to be in a high profile spot in a women's match. There was a time years ago where a promoter or a promotion might simply throw a women's match on the show, and the competitors there weren't at the absolute apex of talent and training and state of the art. Nowadays, it's many of the women who are breaking new things into wrestling and who are bringing a great deal of energy and spark into a show. And so it is highly competitive right now. And we're all the beneficiaries of that. We get to see great athletes competing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, I did watch the video that was posted on YouTube from Warrior Wrestling 22, where Brian Cage was replacing Will Ospreay, and he took on Davey Richards, and Casey Navarro was doing commentary. That's unique right there between Brian Cage and Navarro. You want to just kind of let everybody know what's going on there?
Absolutely. So this has been brewing for over a year in Warrior Wrestling. Casey and Cage are very much real life great friends who Cage has been a mentor to Casey. Casey is in Warrior Wrestling because in spring of 2021, among us scouting him and seeing his matches, Brian Cage said, guys, you've got to bring him in. He's the future. He's going to be the best there is. And so Casey and Cage have trained together, traveled the roads together, and we held a six-man scramble in August of last year called the Get My Shot Invitational, where we invited Brian Cage to pick five other guys for a six-man scramble. And the winner won the Contenders Medallion, basically our money in the bank. They can cash in for a title shot anywhere, anytime they wanted. Casey won that match. Brian put the medallion around his neck and said, now you go in there and you win the title. Casey then went on a long losing streak at Warrior Wrestling. So Brian would have words for him of encouragement. They started teaming up together earlier this year. And every time something has gone wrong as they've teamed up together, something didn't work. And finally, they've just kind of snapped on each other in South Bend in April. When they lost again, they got into a shoving match. Casey was going to cash in the medallion later that night. Cage stopped him and said, you're not allowed to do that until you start winning. And then in St. Louis in May, Casey cost Cage the main event. So this has been brewing in Warrior Wrestling for about a year, and it all comes to a head in Michigan, in Grand Rapids on June 18th. So for those fans who are new, you're not just going to see a great match between two incredible wrestlers. You're going to see an issue that's been building for a calendar year come to a head.
Yeah, and you know Brian Cage is going to be coming in there strong. He lost to Davey Richards, and so he's kind of already upset at that, I imagine. And with the history that he has with Casey, watch out. I think this is going to probably be brutal.
Yeah, it's going to be, this would be the main event if we didn't have that insane War of Attrition match. I mean, this is going to be an incredible match and an incredible fight.
Yeah, speaking of the War of Attrition match, can you maybe go over the rules on that a little bit so everybody knows? It is your Absolutely. Signature match.
So we first debuted it at Warrior Wrestling 2 in 2018. It's where Brian Cage won our title for the first time. Eight men are in the match. They are divided up randomly, 4 versus 4. They have a match, 4 on 4. Losing 4 are eliminated. The survivors are divided up 2 versus 2. They have a match. Losing 2 are eliminated. The survivors go 1-on-1, and whoever wins that match is the Warrior Wrestling champion. So it is a brutal 3-stage, literally a war of attrition, where the guy who survives all of the beatings and doesn't get pinned through all three of these stages has the right to call himself champion. And whenever we do these matches, we bring in guys from all different promotions and we make it a true dream mixing of talent. And that's what you're going to see in Grand Rapids. I mean, just the styles clash alone. You're going to have giants like Lance Archer, rhinoceroses like Jeff Cobb and Jake something, incredible quick speed demons like Will Ospreay and Swerve Strickland. You've got the kicks and the strikes and the shoot style of Davey Richards. You've got the classic wrestling style of Matt Cardona and Brian Pillman. All of these different styles are going to clash in one match. We're going to whittle it down until by elimination, by elimination, by elimination, one man is left standing.
That is crazy. I can't even, I haven't actually seen one of these matches. Now I'm going to have to go back on Fight TV and see if I could find it.
We've got a couple up on YouTube for free. We've got the first one where Cage won the title. And then we've got the one where Pillman won the title. And I think our women's War of Attrition match is up there as well. Go check it out. I promise you, you won't be disappointed.
Wow. Wow. Okay. All right. So I think what makes Warrior Wrestling a little bit more unique than a lot of other promotions, you guys offer a fan fest so that the fans can come out and meet some of these wrestlers and a lot of people that are involved with Warrior Wrestling. Tell us a little bit about the fan fest you offer.
Sure. So we do that every show. It's usually 90 minutes before the show. It lasts for 90 minutes. It starts 2 hours before the show. And you get to meet everybody. So you pay the entry fee, which is $100. Sounds like a lot, but you're getting 20 meet and greets for $100. So, I mean, Will Ospreay alone would cost you $100 at a convention. Lance Archer would cost you $50. Brian Cage would cost you $50. Swerve Strickland would cost you $50. For $100, you get to meet them all, get an autograph from all of them, either on something you bring or buy, and get a picture with all of them one by one on your phone. So you get everything for a 20 person meet and greet for $100. You can't beat it. On top of that, we've got podcasts. We do giveaways. Sometimes we'll have bonus matches and other things during the fan fest. So it's a great way to just kind of hang out and get to meet all of these incredible stars. And then an hour later, you're watching them in the ring.
And there's a limited number of tickets that you offer for fan fest, correct?
Yeah, we only sell 100. That way it doesn't get overpacked and everybody has time to talk to the different stars. You have time to get all of your autographs and nobody's rushed.
Awesome. And if people wanted to purchase FanFest tickets or tickets to the event, where could they go?
Everything's at warriorwrestling.net. That's our website. You'll click on the ticket link in there and it'll take you to the Deltaplex's box office. You could also go right to the Deltaplex box office as well.
Okay. Now, you may or may not be aware of this. This is Grand Rapids news here, ooh, but the Deltaplex is in its final run. It'll be closing in probably about 6 or 7 weeks.
Yep.
So the idea that I always had, I grew up here in Grand Rapids. I'm 41, about to be 41. And my dream was always to put on a major wrestling event at the Deltaplex. So the fact that I get to see this and be able to get involved with this a little bit is just almost like a dream come true for me. So I appreciate you. Out of everywhere in the world you could pick or pick up, you know, you plucked Grand Rapids out of the hat.
Yeah.
So why Grand Rapids?
Great question. So we're based in Chicago, sitting in my living room in the downtown Chicago right now. And that's where we've grown our brand for the last 4 years. In 2022, we wanted to start expanding to other cities in the Midwest and see if we can kind of create almost like a mini territory and see what works, what cities work for us, where can we tour to in the future. And so we had a long series of discussions in November and December of 2021 about what cities should be on that list. And we found that we had a good deal of fans coming to our shows in Chicago from Western Michigan. And we thought, all right, well, that's something to kind of think about. And then when we put South Bend on the map for January and April, we thought it's not too far from South Bend to Western Michigan. So maybe the fans that we make and meet in South Bend might be able to follow us up to Grand Rapids. And so we looked at Grand Rapids, we looked at Kalamazoo, we looked at a variety of different places, and it just kind of all fell into place that the date that worked for us and for the talent also worked for the Deltaplex. And we said, let's do it. Let's go to Grand Rapids. And I'm excited to do it. I've actually never set foot in Grand Rapids. I've been to Holland. I've been to Zeeland. I've been to Saugatuck. I've been up and down the coast, but I've never been to Grand Rapids proper. I'm going to be out there this Friday to scout the venue and do some other logistical things to prepare for the show. But our whole crew is very excited because we've gotten such great fans from Michigan. Our hope is that now we bring the show to them, we can make even more fans, you know, from the great state of Michigan.
Awesome. If I can make one recommendation,
please
find the Hop Cat.
Okay.
There's two locations, one downtown, and then one out on the East Beltline. Phenomenal food, good prices, okay, and great beer.
The Hop Cat. Got it.
Yes. So, okay. Awesome. That'll be June 18th at the Deltaplex Warrior Wrestling. I'm beyond stoked for this. I'm so happy that Western Michigan has an opportunity to see all these great stars. The people that they may see on TV every week are actually going to be here, and we're getting spoiled. We had SmackDown 2 weeks ago.
Yep.
AEW just announced they're going to be here at the beginning of August. And now with you guys, this is just amazing. This is great. So thank you so much.
Of course. Thank you guys for the warm welcome. We're really excited for the show, and anybody who's listening, please spread the word. You know, we want to have a great successful night in Western Michigan so that we can keep coming back. So please spread the word, and hopefully we'll see everybody out there.
Yeah. And you'll soon find out the Western Michigan audience for professional wrestling is way different than anywhere else you've ever been. So we enjoy our shows. We really do.
When you say that, what do you mean by that?
We're very conservative. So a lot of the hardcore stuff that usually gets chanted tends not to happen.
Okay.
So unless you get some real, unless you impress us, then we will. And it's okay. And we kind of have a little bit of a higher standard because, again, we don't get, everybody always goes to like Detroit or Chicago. So we never really get a lot of good wrestling around here. So when we get it, we respect it and we enjoy it and we applaud those who do great jobs. So
good. Well, we're hopefully bringing some of the best to do that for you.
Awesome. Thank you again. Appreciate it. Again, that's warriorwrestling.net.
Thanks, Chris. I appreciate you having me on.
No problem. Thank you, Steve. And for all of you still listening, we appreciate your opportunity, or we appreciate you checking out Warrior Wrestling and Wrestling Bites podcast. I'll turn it back over to the main part of the show, and we hopefully will see you on June 18th.
Ladies and gentlemen, here are the weekend events upcoming for this weekend in the state of Michigan. Ladies and gentlemen, coming up on Thursday, June 9th, 7 p.m. in Monroe, Michigan, Insane Wrestling Revolution takes place. IWR presents Clash of the Titans. For more information, go to www.facebook.com/IWR World. Then on Saturday, June 11th, we have Blue Water Championship Wrestling at 7:30 in Marysville, Michigan. The BCW Micro Championship Wrestling returns to Marysville. Get your tickets for all the high-flying, bone-crunching midget action today. Blue Water Micro Championship Wrestling returns after a 2.5-year hiatus from COVID and is ready to return to the Blue Water area. Come see your favorite midget wrestling stars. Event is 18 plus and up. Parental discretion is advised. You can find them at www.facebook.com/BWCW Stars with a Z. Also, June 11th, 7 p.m. in Jackson, Michigan, American Wrestling Experience. AWE returns for the Super Mega Fun Wrestling Extravaganza, and it's happening Saturday, June 11th, 2022 in Jackson, Michigan at the P&A Hall Polish National Alliance, 638 Page Avenue, doors at 6:30, show starts at 7. The debut of the American Wrestling Wheel. Watch for more match announcements coming soon, sponsored by Crescent Comics and Games and Wrestling Junkies Facebook group. Tickets available, contact information, American Wrestling Experience, or email awewrestling2017@gmail.com. For tickets and event info, they have PayPal Cash App options for pre-sale tickets. This is a family-friendly event. $15 pre-sale tickets, $10 kids and under, $20 day of show. Catch up on all the AWE TV on YouTube. Like and subscribe for the latest content.
can follow them on Twitter at AWE Wrestling. Also, on June 11th in Marshall, Michigan at 6 p.m., Lethal Lucha. Lethal Lucha presents Slammapalooza at the Dark Horse Brewery. Supreme Jamal King versus the Monster, Congo Kong. The Fro Gun takes on Chase Burnett. Blake Bale versus Lewis Linden. Kip Rude will be taking on Super Oprah, plus live music. You can find them over at Lethal Lucha, or just check out Lethal Lucha Presents Slammapal. Also, June 11th, 8 p.m. in Wyandotte, Michigan, Metro Pro Wrestling returns to Wyandotte. Big time wrestling for the entire family in the Downtown Council of the Arts in beautiful Wyandotte, Michigan. The main event will be Jason Hotch versus former WWE, Impact, and current NWA wrestler, the Pope, Elijah Burke. Ladies and gentlemen, those are the events for this weekend in Michigan. If you are in the area, I would suggest checking out all of these events because they will be live and full of amazing independent wrestling action here in Michigan this weekend. Get there. Ladies and gentlemen, at this point in time, I want to thank all four guys for taking time out of their day and meeting us backstage at GLWA Collision. I want to thank Jaden Quick, Damian Gray, Caesar Asher, and Derek Crow, all for taking some time out of their evening and having some wonderful interviews. I could have talked wrestling with all these guys for hours. As always, it's a wonderful pleasure. And, you know, my co-host Chris Young would always tell you guys, until next time, keep it in between the ropes. And I will tell you, you ain't got to go home, but you can't stay here. I'm closing it down for the night. You guys have a wonderful night. And on behalf of Wrestling Bites Podcast, brought to you by W Energy, Padded Pocket, and The Lawn Doctor, we want to tell you have a wonderful night, and we will see you next time.